About Goliath. David is going to kill Goliath. Not to underestimate Goliath's power, Medrash says Goliath was Shimshon's son. Got it? Zohar far coming, you see. Goliath was Shimshon's son. Egyptian mission chapter 17 sentence 1 ויעשו פלישתים את מחנה למלחמה ויעשו שוחו אשר ליהודה ויחנו בין שוחו ובין הזקה ואפס דמים. Simple explanation, this is just a topographic map to tell you where the war took place. Of course, the Navi was written ברוח הקודש. The question is, what difference does it make where the war took place? What do you have to know where the war took place? You have to pinpoint it was in Soho, not Soho, Soho I said. Soho, Asher Yehuda. Also you should know, the war took place in the territory of Yehuda. What does it make? Again, the Navi was written in Ruach HaKodesh. It's not a history book. So Shmuel Navi, he wrote Sefer Shmuel, and he writes, he emphasizes. This war took place at Soho. The Shaul Meish Israel said the story with your permission, Nesu Ve'achanu Ve'emek Ha'ela, Ve'achu Milchama L'chat Pishtim. The way to have a war. Pishtim Omdim Al Ha'ar Mizeh, Yisrael Omdim Al Ha'ar Mizeh, Ve'agai Ben'ehem. Pishtim dwell standing on one side of the mountain, Am Yisrael on the other side of the mountain, another mountain across, Levan in between. ותשע ביניים one on one somebody came out, a middle man. So the Targum says ממחנות פלישתים גוליית שמו מגת. His name is גוליית, he comes from גת. גובו שש עמוד וזרת, 6 feet and Zeret. Zeret is Chatzi Amah. 6.5 feet. I'm sorry. 6.5 amot. 6.5 amot is like 13 feet. Not so tall, but scary enough.
Right.
Yeah, but again, the Gemara says that sometimes it says the measurement in the Tanakh, the measurement is with the Amah of the person. Amah is from the elbow to the end of this finger. That's called Amah. So the Torah describes Og Melech HaBashan, his height, and it doesn't sound so high. The Gemara said no. What it means is, when you take his Amah and you measure it and multiply, that's his height. So it doesn't mean over here 13 feet the way we translate it. It means 6.5 Amah. It is what Amah? It means Amai is from his elbow to the end of his finger, of that finger.
That can be a lot bigger.
So it can be much bigger. So you don't know exactly, you cannot estimate his height.
But actually, from fingertip to fingertip, that's your height.
Right.
It's the same height. So
right. Again, but it's his hand.
Oh, right. Yes, I mean,
so we don't know exactly how high was he. But it was scary enough. The Chomer on the Choshet al Rosh show, he has a hat from Kapha. The Shriyan Kaskasim Olavush, all dressed up, also from top to bottom with Kapha, Bishkal HaShriyan 5,000 Shkalim Nechoshet. He can imagine how strong he has to be to carry, to wear this clothing, the whole thing is Kapha. Mitzchat Nechoshet on Raglav, what it means. For some explanation they say that from his head, from the top of his head, he had a piece of copper that goes in front of him like a shield that is connected to his head. And it's all the way down to his feet. I mean, it's impossible To reach him or to do anything to him. The Chidon Roshet Ben Ktevav, Ben Ktevav, carrying on his shoulders like a shield. Chet Chanito, he had also an arrow. This is Kemenod Ogim, this is like a piece that people used to knit. But I would Chanito Sheshmosh Kalim Bazer. It's just the tip of his, what do you call it, spear? Sheshmosh Kalim Bazer. A big piece of iron. Nosei Atzina Lerafanav. And also in front of him, somebody is going in front of him holding a shit. ויעמוד ויקרא למערכות ישראל ומלאם למה תצאו לערוך מלחמה? בו האם גויים גרם פה ובואו, הלא אנוכי אף אשתי ואתם עבדים לשאול. I am Palestine, a new slave to Shaul. ברו לכם איש וירד אליי. So choose one person and he should come down to me. אם יוכל לרחם איתי ויקרני, if he's going to be able to fight with me and to kill me, והיינו לכם לעבדים, we are the Palestinians will be useless. אם אני אוכל לא ויקטיב, but if I'll be able to kill him, וייתם לנו לעבדים, you'll be our slaves, ועבדתם אותנו, you'll worship us. Walk for us. Yes. You'll be our slaves. ומה פשתי, אני החרבתי את מערכות ישראל היום הזה, I said, here I'm talking to you and I'm embarrassing you, נו לי איש ונלחמה יחד. Give me one person, let me fight with him. וישמע שאול וכל ישראל דברי הפלישתי, אני ויחצו ויראו מאוד. עם ישראל ונשארו heard it, and he got very scared. דוד אלי שפרתי, sent to have your permission. הזה מבית לחם יהודה ושמו ישעי ולא שמונה בנים. דוד is a son, one of eight, to his father Yishai, Vayish Bimei Shaul Zaken Bav Anashim, the Yishai is a very important person. Vayichu Shoshet Bnei Yishai Zalim Arthu Achrei Shor Lemelchama. All the three children of Yishai went to the war, Vashim Shosh Manam Asher Alkoi Vachama Eliyam HaBechor, Mishneo, the second one, Abinadab, and the third one, Shammah. David Ha Katan, David is number 8, Roshet Ha'ashtam Zalim Arthu Achrei Shaul. The three went after Shaul to help him in the war. David Alech Vashama Shaul, there's some information about David. And he's going back and forth from Shaul, he wrote the son of Aviv Bet Lechem. He used to be next to Shaul, this was the chapter before. If he served Shaul, Shaul didn't feel so good, and David was playing the harp, the violin in front of him. And then from time to time, David used to go home, and now he's home. Now he's home, and they're already up, all the way up in the front. But in the meantime, he is helping his father in Bethlehem. That's the information. I don't know why you have to know this. I mean, at the end, you'll know why. But then let me tell you that maybe that's what it means. He wasn't in the front. Maybe he wasn't supposed to be in the front. But anyway, he's by his father right now. In the evening, in the morning, for 40 days, he was standing and he was, the Gemara said, was cursing, threatening, and asking Am Israel to send one guy to fight him. Why 40 days, the Gemara says? There's few explanations, the Gemara says. One of the reasons the Gemara said, because his mother, Orpah, the sister of Ruth, when Naomi left Moab going back to Eretz Israel, right, so Orpah went to there 40 steps. So therefore, he has the right for 40 days to stand up, because she, his mother, went with her ex-mother-in-law 40 steps. What's the relationship? What's the connection? But again, at the end you see, ויאמר ישי לדוד נו קח נא לאחיך יפת הכלי הזה. So David was home helping his father. His father told him, please take to your brothers up all the way up in the front. Take them some bread, ותראה לחם כזה, take them some roasted wheat and some 10 loaves of bread, והרץ המחנה לאחיך, go quickly, give it to them, את עשרת חרצי החלב האלה, these 10 cheeses, תביא לשר א', you bring to the general, ואת אחיך תזכור לשלום את ארבעתם תיקח, say hello to your brothers, את ארבעתם תיקח, You tell them how are you and ask them and give them regards. And then you tell me what they said. That's one explanation. The other explanation the Gemara said that his father asked them to write a get for the wife. The Gemara said that the person used to go to a war, he used to write his wife a get on a condition in case he dies, then she doesn't have to look for him. She's not going to be aguna. And the get was in condition. So it says, David, go take it. ושאול ואיבה וכל ישראל בעמק האלה נלחמים עם פלישתים ready to have a fight with the פלישתים וישכם דוד בבוקר in the morning David left his father ואיתו שתצון השומר he left the sheep with someone עשה בילה כשיר ציבה הוא ישי he carried and he went like his father told him commanded him ואיבוא המעגלה he came all the way up to the front is around circle around the camp they're all shouting but the whole Israel of Ishtim they're standing one across the other ready to fight David took off whatever he had and left it at the guard is watching all the things in the back and he runs to the front he goes, he meets his brother says, how are you? והוא מדבר עמם while he was talking to David Nish אבינם עולה גוליאת הפלישתי שמו again his name is גוליאת מגת עם מערות הפלישתים וידבר כדברים האלה בשמו דוד again he's saying his speech who that they should send someone to fight him וכל איש ישראל דורותם את האיש ואיזה בנה בירגום מאוד David just describes us how scary that sin was that when they just saw this guy they all ran away ביום יריש ישראל, הריתם, האיש העולה. The person, the Jew said, did you see this guy? כי החייבת ישראל עולה. Did you see this guy that he's threatening עם ישראל? Embarrassing עם ישראל, cursing עם ישראל. והיה האיש אשר יקנו, the person that is, will be able to kill him, יאשרנו המלך ראש הגדול, the king is going to make him rich.
Who was this?
I'm sorry? I don't know. The Midrash doesn't say, I don't know. I don't know.
No,
this was known. Everybody's going to talk about this. The Nabi will say everybody has it. Because Shaul already gave this announcement that he's looking for someone to fight. Everybody's scared of him. So Shaul is looking for somebody that's going to say that he's not afraid, he's going to fight him. And whoever is going to be able to kill him, Shaul is going to make him rich and is going to give him his daughter. But better he will keep Israel and his father will not have to pay any taxes. Like a Jew pay taxes. Who pays taxes? It means the IRS, the Mas Hakhnasa will not chase him, that's what it means. They're not going to come to check the cashers. Maybe that's what it means. Even David al Anashim Amdim Imo, Lemo, Maya, Selaish, and Zeneca Bishnim Alas. He says, really, this is what the king promised, that whoever is going to kill that Plishti, the Sikh Rapam Al Israel will take the shame off of Israel, Kimia Plishti Arel Azeh. This is who is this guy that really that is so strong that everybody is so afraid that the king said it? Everybody answered him, yes, that's true. Everybody is afraid of him, and that's what the king said. The king said, whoever is going to do it, is going to make him rich, is going to give him his daughter, is going to make his father free from all the duties. ישמע אליהו אחיו הגדול ודברו אל האנשים, so his brother is standing by, his older brother, וחרף אליהו ודוד, אליהו said to David, he says, למה ירדת? He says, why are you here for? תמיד אחרי שאתה מהתצון, היינה במדבר, who did he leave the sheep over there in the desert? אני ידעתי את עצמך, I know your badness, את רוע לבבך, your bad heart, כי למה נותן לך מהר, you just want to see what's going on, you just too nosy. יראה דוד, מה עשיתי? אתה. He doesn't respond to him. הלא דבר, he says, really? That's the thing. He says, the חכמים של נפשים של נפשים, he says, really? That's the thing? They're all expecting someone to go hit this guy? I saw him at law מול אחר. He turned around, באים רק הדבר הזה. Everybody saw him the same thing, everybody saying the same thing. וישבו העם דבר כדבר ראשון. They all say the same thing. He is asking, he keeps asking, and everybody says the same answer. They're all scared of this guy, and whoever is going to kill this guy, the king will make him rich. וישמעו וישמעו הדברים אשר דיבר דוד. דוד said, I can do it, I can fight this guy. So everybody said, yeah, you can fight. So he said, yeah, I can fight. So everybody said, yeah, this guy is ready to fight. ויגידו לפני שאול ויקחהו. So word came up all the way to Shaul. Shaul is the king, and Shaul said, "Okay, come over here." ויאמר דוד אל שאול, אל יפול לבדם עליו. Don't worry about it. עבדך ילך ונלחם הפלישתי הזה. Your slave is going to fight this פלישתי. ויאמר שאול דוד, send the spirit to me, permission, לא תוכל ללכת הפלישתי הזה. You can't do it. נלחם עמו כי נער אתה. You're like a little boy, a teenager. Not teenager all the time, he's already at least 30 something years old, but you're not ready to do it. This guy is a soldier. I'm a shepherd to my father. A lion or bear came and took away a lamb from the flock. Yatati acharav, I was chasing after him. I hid the lion and the bear, and I saved the little lamb. Vayakom alai. So the lion and the bear came and started to attack me. It was actually this kano. I was holding his beard. The bear was a rabbi, must be. Vikitiv amitiv. I hit him, I killed him. גם את הארי, גם את הדוב יקר, דרך אגב, זה סדר גמרא, סדר מדרש, not one or two, seven altogether. Seven pieces, lions and bears, David was able to kill. So the גמרא said, this was like a sign from הקדוש ברוך הוא, that David המלך said, it's a sign from Hashem, if I was able to overcome lions and bears, must be that הקדוש ברוך הוא wanted to show me something. So therefore, Vaya Plishti Yarel Azeke Achad Mehem, is that from that Palestine, he is not but somebody like those animals. Ki Cheref Ma'achot Elokim Chaim. He embarrassed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I'm ready to fight him. If I was able to kill the lion and the bear, the lions and the bears, of course, I think that I'll be able to do it. אמר דוד, השם אשר יצילני מיד הרים יד הדוב, הוא יצילי מיד הפלישתי הזה. והקדוש ברוך הוא, God Almighty, that saved me from the bears and the lions, he will save me from this one. ואמר שאול אל דוד, לך והשם יהיה עמך, go and God will be with you. It sounds, I don't know, either, I don't know if it's called אמונה, or it's called stupidity. I mean, it's very nice, I mean, but you have to have something. I don't know, it's possible, it means, similar definition possible, maybe he has so much emunah, David HaMelech, but so he said he's going to do for Kiddush Hashem. Still, you have to have some base. You have to have something, foundation, that you go to fight this guy. I mean, he's full of copper, it's just impossible to do it. I mean, if you can't with a missile, and if you come with a tank. But you can't, I mean, it's... Thank you very much. Sounds like a joke, I mean, sounds like a joke. So the Navi will tell you, Eber Shaul et David in Rimadah, Benatan Korah Nechoshet Al Roshov, Eber Shetur Shuyom. Shaul gives him some uniform, he gave him a hat from copper, puts on him something, but it's nothing to compare to Goliath. Ve'achgol et David et Chavo me'al Madav, he wears his sword, ואין ללכת, he wants to walk, כי לא ניסע. He can't even walk. עכשיו אני שם את הצ'וק, שם את הצ'וק. ואומר דוד אל שאול, לא אוכל ללכת באלה, כי לא ניסיתי. The Midrash said it's even more deeper than that. That when he put the uniform, it's a tragedy, the Midrash says it's a tragedy. The Gemara says that the king and the Kohen Gadol both are anointed, you say, anointed? anointed with the special oils of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemen HaMishcha. That Shemen HaMishcha has so much power that when the person is going to wear any clothing, the clothing will fit him exactly. So it doesn't matter if the guy is short, the guy is tall. So he comes to the store, he says, what suit you want? He says, any suit. Any suit you put on him fits him. He says, 40 long, 40, 30 short, doesn't matter. Either it's going to stretch on him, or it will shrink on him. So the Gemara says that when Shaul gave David HaMelech his uniform, Shaul was very tall, David was much shorter. All of a sudden, he's looking at David, he sees all of a sudden his uniform shrinks. This is a hardest shrink. This is bad guy is my competition. At that moment he realized that David HaMelech is going to be a king. He didn't know the story that Shaul already poured the oil on top of David HaMelech, that Shmuel already poured the oil on David HaMelech. But since he saw that his clothing shrank on David HaMelech, he saw that that's the king. So he looked at him. He looked at him, David HaMelech realized he's looking at him. So the man said, no, it's not good for me. I don't know what happened to those clothing. It's a magic clothing, something, it's not for me. Take it off. So the man saw that Shaul is looking at him and he's suspecting something. And nobody knew that Shmuel poured oil on him, that he is the king. But Shaul already suspected something. But anyway, Shaul, I mean, that's what the Gemara says, that's what David said to Shaul, I cannot walk with those clothing, because he realized that Shaul already knows that he might take his place, so he takes them off. But he says to him, takes off the clothing. So he's having his jeans, and he's going to find this guy. What does he do? He takes his stick, he takes five little stones from the river, put them in his purse, in his pouch. Over here, Alkut, he's in a briefcase, he has his he's walking towards him. So Goliath is coming towards David. The person that has Goliath standing in front of him with the shield, the Goliath looks and sees David is coming towards him, by Zeu. This is cussing with this guy, it's not a joke. This guy is, you know, he's supposed to be in Hollywood. What is this? He's not a soldier. He tells David, you think I'm a dog? He's coming with a stick to me. He curses David. Come over to me. I'll give you body to the birds and to the animals. And David answers him. You come to me with a sword of a chanit and a kidon, a spear and a shield, and I come in and God to them to you. The one that you embarrass so much and you curse, Ayom Azeh, today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem B'yadi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put you in my hand, I'm going to kill you, V'asiotit Roshcha Me'alecha, I'm going to take you head off. And I said, take your machaneh pishtim, Ayom Azeh, Lof HaShamayim, L'chayat Arz. And your body is going to be for the birds and for the animals. When you do kol ha'aretz k'yesh elokim in Israel, everybody will know there is Hashem. When you do kol ha'aretz k'yesh elokim in Israel, everybody will know ki lo v'chirem v'chanit yoshi Hashem. HaKadosh is not going to help with the sword and the spear, ki lo Hashem ha'melchama v'tan etchem b'yadenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do the job. And you will be in our hands. V'haya ki kama plishti v'yelech v'yikram v'gad avi. So Goliath started to walk towards David, by Mayor David, hurry up. By Yahot Samar, Achal, he got the Mishti, he runs towards him, by Yishlak David, it's Yadol El Akeli, he put his hand in his punch, by Yikach Misham Evin, he took one stone. He had five stones, he took one. Why did he have five in his, well, maybe he thought maybe he's going to shoot a few times.
Maybe
there's something special about
five stones.
Yeah, more than five stones, yeah. You don't remember?
You know which name?
What?
You know which one?
Name of the song?
You know which name?
The name
huh?
Each song is
there? No, no, no.
Huh? Song is the name?
No, no.
And then I'm asking, no?
Come here, you're gonna be very happy.
Yes.
It takes one stone, takes one stone.
Lady the Yaakov's, by Yaakov when he takes the stones and makes,
by Lady. It takes one stone, by Kalar Yachetap Ishtel Mitzho, he hit Goliath in his forehead. But it's by Eben Mitzho. The stone sank in his forehead, but he pulled up an avatar and fell on the floor.
Forward.
Yeah, right.
He wasn't wearing any armor on his forehead?
He was, yeah. That's the question. He was wearing. He had a couple, what? How did it hit? No. The Radak Ramfashin said was no, he was very smart, Goliath. And besides what he said before, if you remember, that he said from his hat, he had a very big piece of copper all the way down to his knees, to his feet, to the end of his feet.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. So somehow you said he did, it opened. Yeah, how did it open? But Hashem made this miracle. So the Midrash says like this, in Shamayim, there is a minister of stone, there is a minister of metal. This, when you weld something, or when you make something from iron, or from copper, anything, so the reason why it's really holding to it, because every material has a special angel upstairs, that angel does really the job, it's not the weldler. It's an angel upstairs that helps this piece of metal to become hard or become soft. And the same thing, there is an angel for stone. So that moment that David is shooting a stone toward Goliath, it's impossible that the stone should go inside Goliath's forehead. So the Gemara says, the Midrash says like this, that the minister in Shamayim, an angel, that he was responsible for the matter, was talking to the angel responsible for the stone. I told him like this, I will let your stone penetrate inside, and from now on, everybody will do brit milah with iron, with metal. Until that moment, he should do brit milah with the stone, so Tzipora did with the stone. Now he tells me, Shamayim, I will open up this a little piece in Goliath's forehead, and your stone will penetrate if you give me back something instead of it. Make a deal with you. So what do you want? As long as from now on I want Brit Milah to be done with metal, with a knife. No more stone. Today you're not allowed to do Brit Milah with the stone. Only with the metal. And so this was the deal that was done between the two ministers in Shamayim, and that's how the stone went inside. I mean, it sounds very nice. I said, what's behind it? What's behind it? Vayechazak sentence 50, Pasuk nun in your permission, Vayechazak David min ha-Plishti bakela, בקלה ובאבן ובאבן ויח את הפלישתי והמיתהו. דוד was stronger than him and the stone hated him. בחיר ימים יד דוד, דוד doesn't have a sword, וירץ דוד ויעמוד אל הפלישתי ויקח את חבו וישלפה מטהר ומטהו ויכרות בה את ראשו. דוד went and took the sword out that Goliath was wearing ויכרות בה את ראשו, he cut Goliath's head. ויראו הפלישתים כי מת גיברם ואינוס, הפלישתים סוד את גוליית is dead, זה סתם תומן, ויקום אנשי ישראל ביהודה ויריעו. He screamed, וידפו את הפלישתים עד בואכה גיא ועד שערי עקרון, the men after פלישתים all the way to the gates of עקרון, ויפלו חיילי פלישתים בדרך שעריים ועד גד ועד עקרון. So they were chasing them and killing them.
וישוב בני ישראל מדלוק אחרי פלישתים, they came back, וישוב את מחניהם, destroyed the camps, ויקח דוד את ראש הפלישתים בביא ירושלים, דוד took the head of גוליאת, ועוד את ירושלים, ואת קרב שם באוהלו. He saw the food among his old personal things. בחירות שלו לדוד יוצא לקראת הפלישתי, and Shaul was, let me going back. While David is going to kill the Goliath, Shaul saw him, ואמר אל אבנר שר הצבא, Shaul told the chief of staff, בן מי הנער אבנר, who is this guy? Who is his father? אמר אבנר, איך אני אבשך מלך מלאתי, אבי לי don't know, I don't know his father. ואמר המלך שר אתה, בן מי זה העלם? So the king said, you should ask, who is this guy? So the Gemara says that Shaul looked at him and he saw that he's a lot of dignity and he suspected he's going to take his place. He wants to know who is the guy. And the Gemara says that he said to Avner, if he is from Yehuda, which family of Judah he comes? He comes from Peretz or from Zerach? If he comes from Peretz, the son of Tamar Peretz is going to be the king. He is from Zerach, he's only going to be a very important person. Can you find out some information about him?
Who's the one from Zerach that's important?
We don't know who is important, but he said that from Zerach he knew that from Zerach family will not be a king. But he's going to be an important person.
But we don't know who it is, doesn't say who it is?
No, it doesn't say.
No.
But that's what the Gemara said, that this is what the discussion is on, that Shaul suspects that this guy is asking, is he from Yehuda? Is he from Peretz? Is he from Peretz? He's going to be the king. Ureshim David ma'akot et ha-plishti. When David came back after he killed Goliath, I talked about Avner Babir and Shaul, so Shaul took him, greeted him, I'm sorry, Avner took him, gave him to Shaul. Rosh HaPlishti Biyado. He is holding the head of Goliath in his hand. Remelav Shaul ben Miatana. He says, who is really your father? Remel David ben Avdechai Yishai Bet Alachmi. I am from Bethlehem. My father is Yishai. So the Rish is like this. He made a set. Says, why did David take 5 stones? It says, one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one for Aaron HaKohen, one for Abraham, one for Yitzchak, one for Yaakov. So what's the trick? By the way, tonight is the Yochet of Aaron HaKohen. There's one for Aaron. The Midrash says that the stone that he took from his pocket, it was the stone that he took for Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen's stone penetrated inside the metal. So what's the idea behind it? So how can you overcome the Goliath? You can't even overcome Goliath. It means a very nice thing, but really, what's the power? How could you even think to overcome Goliath? Of course, you can say you do it for Hashem, but has to have the ground. You cannot just walk and say you're going to fight him, you're going to kill him. And really that makes sense. The stones, the way the stone is going to penetrate. You see, the David never saw there's a copper all around him, iron and copper. And many of these are giants, the son of Shimshon. I mean, it's almost impossible. I mean, if you want to do something for Rashi, you want to do some tricks, some magic, you can do it. But so you say the medal says like this. That really Shaul HaMelech was appointed to be the first king of Am Yisrael, and immediately now David is going to take over. Sounds like, when you read the Tanakh, sounds like that Shaul lost the kingdom. It's another party, it's like election, you know, he's Republican, and he wasn't successful, now he's going to be a Democrat. Avshalom. One day, Bush with them.
No,
but it's not that. Right, it's not.
Yeah,
that's what it means,
yeah.
It's similar explanation. The idea of even in the stories about David is almost the opposite of what we think. The Midrash says that David HaMelech comes to complete the statement Yehuda to Yaakov Avinu. Anochi Erbenu, Yedit Tevav Shem. That says when Shimon was in jail, and the brothers came back to Yaakov Avinu, and they said that Yosef wants to see Binyamin, you know, it was his favorite time. So Yaakov said, he's not going to go. He's not going to go, but Yehuda was able to convince him. Says, I can take him, but I guarantee him. I guarantee him, said the Midrash, he didn't mean I guarantee him now. It means the power of Yehuda is that he guarantees. He guaranteed. Like Yehuda originally that guaranteed Binyamin to Yaakov Avinu, David is going to the Midrash to guarantee Shaul. Even though, says Ari, can you imagine, David HaMelech was already appointed to be a king. Shmuel already came and poured on him the oil, and he said, you're the next king. Of course, you should take office right away. At least he's going to have this guy. Who is this guy at home? Instead, the whole story is that it's going to happen. Because the Nabi is going to tell you how embarrassing it is that everybody is so scared and Shaul is the king and it sounds like a joke and you're standing over there and you're scared, you don't know what to do, and they say, let's have one guy fight this guy. Everybody, of course, is scared just by looking at the guy. It's a scary scene to see. And says, David is going to do the job to the Midrash for Shaul. Because he feels for him that he guarantees that Shaul should be able to continue to be the king. So he doesn't go by himself. Of course he's going to say it, he's going for Hashem as well. That's the way it is in the Midrash, we'll get to it in a minute. But the Midrash is, the idea is that he's not going because it's a dangerous situation now, it's a war now. He's going just to fulfill the guarantee that his grandfather did for Shaul's grandfather, that was Binyamin. That guarantor, says Ari, that gives you the power. This is really what it says, that David HaMelech was a shepherd. While he was a shepherd, bears came, lions came, and he was able to overcome them. That's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I will be able to do also to this guy to kill him. It's not the same thing. A bear, okay, so, he's strong, okay. So he can overcome an animal. But how can you overcome this guy with copper? It's not a comparison. He says, no, Hashem showed me that I can overcome lions and bears is because I did for my father with all my heart. I watched his sheep. So when I watched the sheep for my father, what I did it for my father. It's not that I had a job. He says, I did for my father. He says, when you do for someone with all your heart, you have a special power that Hashem is going to help you. That's what the Nabi says. David HaMelech was able to overcome lions and bears. It's not because he's strong or he's smart. It means what he has, that he can feel for others, that he does the job not for the sake of the job that he has, that he does it for him. I work for my father. Can I do it for my father? If you devote yourself for somebody else, there's a special power you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zarik, that's what David tells Shaul, that I know I have a power. He says, my power is that I guarantee others. He says, I help others. I don't do it for myself. I'm not here to fight for myself. I'm here to fight Goliath. Especially, he says, the Midrash, for you, for Shaul, I want to save your skin because you're the king and you're scared and I'm scared. I'm doing the job for you. I'm doing the job for you. I have a guarantee. Zarik, that's what Yehuda told Yaakov Avinu. He says, I'm going to guarantee Binyamin. It's not for me, for you I do it. For me, for you I do it. But you do it for somebody else and you guarantee something, so that's a special power you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But anyway, this is the five stones that he took. It says one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean for the sake of Hashem. It means that I do everything for Hashem. The same way Yudah said, I'm going to do everything for Binyamin, I do everything for Hashem. It says, for Aaron HaKohen, that's what it means. That's what Aaron used to do. Aaron HaKohen, Ershav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, used to do all his life for others. It says, that's the zechut that you have to overcome the Plishtim. It says, that stone hit. That's what this means. When you do something, it's a guarantee this job is going to be successful. And therefore in Shamayim, that's what he said, that's what the Mechot says, in Shamayim, the minister of the stone, the minister of the maker, had to make an agreement that if you do for others, then they must agree with you. And this is really what the whole story is about. David is going to tell you that David is not doing anything for himself. It is either he does for Shaul, he helps Shaul, he plays the harp, the violin for him. When he has off a little bit, he works for his father, he works for his father. I mean, the man is already a king. I mean, the man already was anointed to be king. He was appointed to become a king. Shmuel appointed him. I said, no more shepherd, and it's not a job for you. It's not a job for you to go and play the harp. Then Shaul doesn't feel well, he put him in the hospital. I said, it's not a job for you. I said, as a king, you're somebody. He says, no, he's doing for others. Not doing for others, he's doing jobs for others, for the others, not for himself. He doesn't get paid nothing. And not only that when he comes to the wall, the brother is screaming at him. He says, what are you doing over here? He's embarrassing him. He says, you bad person, you have a bad heart. He says, just the opposite. I have a bad heart all my life. I work my life for others. And he didn't answer that. He doesn't answer. I says, what are you going to do? He says, nothing, I'm here to... He says, you came to dinner. He doesn't answer that. I said, he goes over there and says, the king is going to do this, going to do that. He says, I'm not interested in anything. He says, I'm going to help you, Shaul. He says that also the stone he took from Rav Yitzchak Yaakov is not, it doesn't mean for the sake of Rav Yitzchak Yaakov. He says, Rav Yitzchak Yaakov devoted themselves for others as well. I said, that's really what we have in Shmona Esra. What it means is we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Abraham's God, Yitzchak's God, and Yaakov's God. What it means is they devoted their life for you. I said, that's a guarantee, says Ari, that Tefillah is going to penetrate to go upstairs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what David is telling us. Ari says, this is what the Navi tells us, that the war took place in Socho, in the territory of Yehuda. What does it make where the war took place? He says that's called the territory of Yehuda. That's called the territory of Yehuda. Midrash says that you should know that the last two tribes that were able to be in Eretz Israel after Nebuchadnezzar came, Sancheriv, was Yehuda and Binyamin. One of the reasons is because the guarantee that Judah always fell for Binyamin. It's not just for the tribe of Judah, tribe of Binyamin. The Midrash says, therefore, the Mizbeach, the altar, was part in the territory of Binyamin, part in the territory of Yehuda. It says, because Binyamin and Judah is really one entity, because Judah guarantees Binyamin. So what it means is David HaMelech is not after Shaul HaMelech. He is really, David and Shaul is the same entity. It's not that the kingdom of Shaul was finished and it means he was defeated and now David is taking place. Of course the entity of David is different, but what it means is that David is really a guarantor for Shaul HaMelech. The meaning is that David contains inside himself Shaul HaMelech. That's David going to tell you the story that David and Yonatan love each other so much. So that's what it means. Because David is the guarantor for Benjamin. So he feels for Benjamin, he feels for Shaul, he feels for Yonatan. It means it's not that I have to be the king or he has to be the king. We are the kings together. So if you want to be, you should be. If I'm going to be, I'm going to be. So it doesn't matter if I was appointed to become a king. It says me a king, is you a king? I'm not a king. This is David going to tell you when Shaul is going to be killed. So David HaMelech gives a speech about him and says that's the greatest guy, even though that he was chasing him and he tried to kill him. So maybe it means that you know he's humble, but it's much deeper than that. David says, no, you don't understand, Shaul and me is the same entity. It's not just that I serve Shaul because he is the king and I'm a slave or I'm part of Am Yisrael. It means that when I guarantee Binyamin and I guarantee Shaul, it means I am Shaul. So what it means is that, as you would say, if you want to translate it, it's one part of my body, it takes another part of my body.
like my right hand will hit my left hand. I says that Shaul is chasing, he's trying to kill me. Then the Nabi is going to tell you next chapter that Shaul already doesn't feel good about David HaMelech. He says everybody praises David HaMelech. He's going to chase David HaMelech. He's going to run, and David's going to run to the desert, and Shaul is going to try to kill him back and forth. And David says nothing. He says because David HaMelech again is the guarantee for Shaul HaMelech. That he got it from his grandfather. The Midrash ends, they should say that this is really, you should know the secret of Kiryat Yam Suf. Kiryat Yam Suf did happen because two tribes, Binyamin and Yehuda, says Nachshon and Aminadab jumped inside the water. On the other side, the tribe of Binyamin jumped into the water. Says Ari, that this is really what the Gemara says, what the Midrash says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split Yam Suf because of those two tribes. So it's not just because Nachshon ben Aminadab jumped first. He jumped first on one side, and the tribe of Binyamin jumped on the other side. Again, he jumped in because he is the guarantor, because he guarantees. And immediately you saw that he guarantees, you saw that the tribe of Binyamin jumped as well. So again, it says that the miracles do happen if you do something for others. It's not some illusion that David HaMelech had is going to hit Goliath. So I know I'm going to win him. It's the same way that Judah promised Yaakov, I know I'm going to bring back Benjamin. And says, I know I'm going to win this guy. So that's why we have Kiryat Yam Suf also. Because Judah jumped. It says he didn't jump for himself. He jumped on his side. It says, I'll prove it to you. Because I mean, he jumped, the tribe of Benjamin jumped. There's no other one jumped. So why? Because Judah guarantees Binyamin forever. So this is the Yosef student of Aharon HaKohen. This is the only Yosef in the Torah that we have Aharon HaKohen Yosef. So there's no other Yosef in the Tanakh that we know a date, a specific date for the date of the death of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, the Imaod. It's speculation, the Gemara has machloket about each one of them.
Is that also his birthday?
I'm sorry?
Is that also his
birthday? Doesn't say, I don't know. I don't know, it doesn't say. Right. Because Aaron proved that he devoted himself for others. And this is Chodesh Av, or Chodesh Av, this is not the greatest time for Israel. As of tonight, as Rosh Chodesh Av starts, the Rebbe says this, those next 10 days are dangerous days for Amisrael. And he says to be sage on those days is so-called to feel something like David HaMelech, like Aharon HaKohen. That's how the Tanakh wants to teach us how to overcome a person that's being described as almost impossible to do anything to him. He said that's what it is, the 40 days that Goliath had, is because his mother, Orpah, devoted herself for Naomi for 40 days, for 40 steps. She was working with the ex-mother-in-law 40 steps. It means I'm not doing it for myself. I really don't want to go with you. I went with you for 40 steps in order, so-called, to devote myself to you. That is so powerful, says Ari, that that's what he tells you, that Goliath had the power for 40 days to go and scare Am Yisrael. Because his mother was devoted to an ex-mother-in-law, something that is really unusual, that she was a daughter of a king, she really didn't want to go with her. But this does not make sense. Like Goliath was able to do it for 40 days, and David HaMelech, on the contrary, was able to overcome him because he devoted himself completely to others.
And also Naomi, she devoted herself more than Orpah, no?
Naomi devoted herself to?
Ruth. To Ruth. And...
Naomi did not devote herself to Ruth. Ruth devoted herself to Naomi.
Ruth devoted herself to Naomi more than Orpah.
Right. That's why she is David.
Which is why David overcomes Goliath, no?
Right. Maybe. And goes, the Midrash goes back to the original Yehuda. Mm-hmm. David goes back to the original Yehuda, that he devoted himself to guarantee Binyamin. But he said that's a secret how to be saved from tragedies, from enemies. If you feel for others and you devote yourself and you guarantee others more than yourself,
that's a guarantee that nothing will happen to you. That's why David was so sure about himself that he's going to overcome him. Because of that thing, and that's what Aaron said, that's what the Midrash says, the stone of Aharon HaKohen penetrated inside and killed Goliath.
Thank you.